You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening today. TorahLifeMinistries.org is the ministry, and the word Torah is the instructions of our Creator. Many times people hear the word law and they say, we're not under the law. No, we're not under the law. We're not under any law. We're under the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and that's what we need to be following. So we just got to get a better understanding of words and wording in Scripture. And hallelujah means praise our wonderful Creator. So in my ministry, what I do is every single day I get on the internet live and I read certain scriptures to encourage people to be in their word on a regular basis. I believe as believers there's six things we need to be doing on a regular basis. That is pray, praise, proclaim, read, repent, and submit. And we need to do those six things on a regular basis. And one of those is reading. We need to read the word daily. You know, no matter what, we need to make time to read our scriptures daily. So right now I'm reading Proverbs every day live over the internet. And what I wanted to do on this show, only having a half hour to be on here each week, I wanted to take one of those live Proverbs and you to hear what we do on a regular basis live over the internet right now. So that's what I'm doing. Today I'm going to be reading Proverb 12 for you. And you can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and see this there if you want to see the replay of it or the video of it. You could also go to YouTube, the YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries, and see all the videos we have. I also have a local fellowship that meets every Saturday at 3 p.m. in Lake Worth, Florida. You're welcome to join us. The contact information is at the end of today's message. So that's 3 p.m. every Saturday we meet. And also every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube and on the website, we have live fellowship where we get on and fellowship with a bunch of people, and you're all invited to watch that as well. But here now is this day's proverb that I read, Proverb 12. It's so important, showing many different things in Scripture that pertain to us. So read your Scriptures every day, and now here is Proverb 12. And the Scriptures always talk about following our Creator's guidelines and instructions. Some people call that following the law. Some people call that being legalistic. I call that being wise. And we're reading Proverbs, the book of wisdom. And wisdom is the fear of our Creator. So as part of this wisdom, we need to read the Word every day on a daily basis. And that's what I do. I get on here live every day to encourage you to read the Word live. I could record this and upload it, but no, I want to read live with you every day. And this is just a small part I'm reading. You read the more than that is possible. And so you don't have to walk around in darkness all day. This is a great light for us. So we're going to be reading Proverb 12 today. Proverb 12. So if you want to get your scriptures out, that's great. Proverb 12 says, to learn, you must love discipline. It is stupid to hate correction. Hallelujah. And if anyone has children out there, remember that important lesson. But you must love discipline and you must hate, and it's stupid if you don't love it, if you hate correction. Only a prideful person is going to hate being corrected. If you're humble enough, you're going to love discipline, whether it's through the righteous judgment of your friends or through the judgment and the word of Yahweh. You need to have a conviction. You need to have repentance, if you really want to understand wisdom, the fear of Yahweh. Verse 2 says, Yahweh approves of those who are good, but he condemns those who plan wickedness. You see, he doesn't say only he condemns those who do wickedness. It says he condemns those who plan wickedness. So whether it comes to fruition or not, if that was your idea, if that was your desire to plan doing something wicked, and what is wicked according to the scriptures? It's on one part living according against the word of our Creator. But in the other part, it goes beyond that. Remember what we spoke about the other day? There's a difference between a sinner and a wicked sinner. A sinner might just sin. He might miss the mark. But a wicked sinner is doing it on purpose. And he knows it. And so he condemns those who plan wickedness. In verse 3, wickedness never brings stability, but the godly have deep roots. And that's what this is all about, folks. It's about a relationship with our Creator. And as we're reading his word and getting to know him, we're building a foundation with him. And if your foundation with him is strong, everything on top of it is going to be strong. When that foundation is weak, everything on top of it is going to be weak. And if you want a strong foundation with Yeshua, Messiah, you have to give a good foundation of Yahweh, who he is, and his word. So verse 4. And remember, the Proverbs use many metaphors in the scriptures. We can take it literally, but we got to look at the principle behind it. So verse 4 says, a worthy wife is a crown for a husband, but a disgraceful woman is like cancer in his bones. I mean, that couldn't be more clear, folks, about the idea of who we spend our days with and who we spend our time with. And the person closest to us is going to be our spouse. And the spouse, if it's a spouse from Yahweh and we did everything the right way, is going to be a crown. And specifically a woman for a husband here, but even a husband for the wife. But it says, but a disgraceful woman is like cancer in his bones. So ladies and even men out there, if you guys are having some marriage issues, something's not right. Because Yahweh, the Bible says when there's strife, the enemy is near. So we need to get back into the word. You need to question yourself. Are you guys praying together? You need to question yourself. Are you guys praying at all? Even by yourselves, how much are you praying? And you need to just look how much are you reading the word. You need to question something. Because our Creator says he has a plan for it. It's for good and not disaster. It's for good and not disaster. And as far as I know, cancer in the bones is pretty much disaster. So we need to get right and use wisdom. And the fear of Yahweh will lead us out of that. So verse 3, the plans of the godly are just, and the advice of the wicked are treacherous. So now, as we read this verse 5 here, it says, the plans of the wicked are just. Well, didn't we just read in verse 2, he said, he condemns those who plan wickedness? So our Creator is destroying those who plan wickedness. But here it says, the plan of the godly are justified. It says, the advice of the wicked is treacherous. Verse 6, the words of the wicked are like murderous ambush, but the words of the godly saves lives. So we already spoke about the opposites, the Bible being a book of opposites. We have good versus evil, life versus death, blessing versus curses. And as we read these proverbs, which is wisdom, we see Solomon right here, right in this proverb, just giving both sides of it. Here's the positive side, here's the negative side. Today I give you life or death. Choose life so you may live. So here we have, again, verse 6. The words of the wicked are like a murderous ambush, but the words of the godly save life. So now, this is important, this word ambush here. Because an ambush is something that's waiting, just waiting for us to slip up, waiting for us to fall into a trap, and then pounce on us. And that's what the enemy does. So the words of the wicked, it's like the enemy setting up his trap, just waiting for us. It says, but the words of the godly save lives. Yeshua rebuked and used scripture to shut Satan up, to shut him out. And that's what we need to know. That's our weapon right there, the tongue, and to know scripture and have that on our tongue, and the praise of Yah on our tongue. That's our spiritual weapon right there. It says in verse 7, the wicked die in despair, but the family of the godly stands firm. So this is the second time here in this scripture we look at standing firm. We look at the roots going deep. It already said, and it says always in the scripture that righteousness will control our feet and we will not stumble. But the ungodly, the unjust, the wicked will stumble. They'll be walking around in the dark, stumbling all over the place. But the family of the godly stands firm. It says the family of the righteous stand firm. The sensible person wins admiration, but a warped mind is despised. So a sensible person wins admiration, but a warped mind is despised. Better to be an ordinary person with a servant than to be a self-important but have no food. Hallelujah. The godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. So that is a verse that sums up in Torah the idea of respecting our things and respecting our animals. And there's so much personal care given to Yahweh's creation in the scriptures when we really look deep into it. The planet, our animals, and this isn't some New Age mumbo jumbo. It says in the scripture and shows examples and principles of the ungodly and the wicked people just paying no attention to anyone, including their animals, and they're just selfish with the way they're treated. It says, but the godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. So it doesn't say that they're cruel sometimes. It doesn't say they're cruel most of the time. It says the wicked are always cruel. So again, stand firm, folks. Stand firm and don't let the enemy deceive you. It says verse 11, a hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies has no sense. No sense. So just we need to be hard workers and stop trying to look for the easy way out. We need to take the Yahweh way out. We need to follow the word, his foundation, his wisdom. That's what we need to do. That's where we need to be. So verse 12, thieves are jealous of each other's loot, but the godly are well-rooted and bear them their own fruit. Again, well-rooted. So this is the third time in this psalm by Solomon, not the wisest, but had the most knowledge. He says, but the godly are well-rooted and bear their own fruit. That's a warning, folks. Three times it talks about being well-rooted, building a great foundation when you have a relationship with our Creator. And then verse 13, the wicked are trapped by their own words, but the godly escape such trouble. We need to pray that Yah puts the words on our tongues when we speak, because our mouth is going to get us in more trouble than just about anything else. And the scriptures show this over and over again. That's what leads to destruction. Remember, the mouth is a sword, but it's a double-edged sword. And we could use it to bless people and we could use it to curse ourselves. Verse 14 goes on that same idea. Wise words brings many benefits and hard work brings rewards. So wise words. So if wisdom is the fear of Yahweh and wise is the short version of wisdom, so everything we say is going to be said with trembling and fear of our Creator, fearing Yahweh and not fearing man. And hard work brings rewards. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. And there's another scripture that says there's a path before each person that seems right but ends in death. So it's not up to us. It's not our path. Yah says he has a plan for us. That's for a future and a hope and not disaster. But fools think it's their own way. They listen on their own righteousness, not leaning on the wisdom of Yahweh and his understanding. And it says there's great counsel in others. And it says, but the wise will listen to others. It says, a fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. So again, may the patience and the calmness of Yahweh be upon all of us that are seeking him and not rush to decisions, not rush to words. It says in 17, an honest witness tells the truth, a false witness tells lies. Again, another opposite, truth versus a lie. And the scriptures talk about this often, about people that lying and how Yahweh despises lying. So he's seeking truth. And even he uses it in the description of Yeshua HaMashiach. He's the way, the truth and the light. So as we see, and I pray everyone's getting this, the opposites, the extremes Yahweh uses through Solomon here. And it's important to get, it's important to read, it's important to remember. In Jeremiah, when he gave us that new covenant, and he said, take it off paper and put it in the heart, he didn't change what it was, he changed where it was. So these words need to be on our heart, so we remember these words. So when something comes upon us, trying to attack us, or in a situation that's a tough situation, we just got to think, need to be wise. We need to use wisdom here. Slow to anger. Listen to the wisdom of a brother that might be with you if you're too emotional to speak about this, and so on. So it's 19. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Healing. Remember it said the wicked is like, even a trenches woman, and the wicked is like rottenness in the bones. But here it says, the words of the wise bring healing. And this comes down to accountability. We need to be accountable to other people and not be selfish and put it all upon ourselves, thinking we know the right answer all the time and everything else. And everyone needs accountability, folks. And we need to have wise people in our lives, godly people in our lives to help us. And we need to be willing to listen to them, even if it goes against our own understanding. And so verse 19, truthful words stand the test of time, but lies are soon exposed. So our Creator is true and just to His word, and when He talks about honesty, this is what He discusses for a reason. Verse 20, and praise Yahweh. This is how we need to be reading every day. We need to read the word every single day, and I'm so excited about technology that we get to do this live together with everyone out there. And I see your comments as I'm reading here, and thank you and praise Yahweh that you're up early this morning on this Shabbat. Reading this, and I use different translations to read this. I have many. Right now I'm reading the New Living Translation, but I'll look at many different translations, and go over many different translations, hallelujah, because they could all be used to our benefit, to have the wisdom of understanding it. And even if it's a lousy translation or that particular scripture and stuff, that's a great teaching tool for others to show them one verse versus the other verse in different translation. I was just talking to somebody about that. So, but at the moment, I'm using the New Living Translation. Somebody might say, well, we have that translation, but we don't see the words Yahweh or Yeshua in there. Well, some of the other words I'm using. Well, I'm substituting the names for His true names. And so that's why I'll be saying that. And instead of saying God, sometimes I might say Elohim or something, but that's a translation. So in verse 20, it says, deceit fills hearts that are plotting evil, and joy fills hearts that are planning peace. So we already spoke about, and I speak often about joy versus happiness or unhappiness. Happiness or unhappiness is based on something that happens. It's somebody else controlling your emotions. But joy is something that comes from the inside. And regardless of what's happening on the outside, nobody's going to take away that joy. And that's the joy that Yahweh gives us because, when we plan peace, the shalom that Yahweh brings, it's just joy. And the world isn't, the news isn't going to be getting to us. We got so much joy. That's why we go around with Yah's songs on our tongues. It says deceit fills the hearts that are plotting evil. Deception, deceit. So verse 21, no harm comes to the godly, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. But the wicked have their fill of trouble. Now, some people might say, well, how can you say no harm comes to the godly when in Scripture, the disciples themselves, they were all pretty much martyred except John. So that seems like harm. But we're talking about a peace that comes amongst us. And we're not going to be fearing and walking around fearing man. And I got a book called Fox's Books of Martyrs that people were martyred for Yeshua, and these people went with joy. Some of these people they knew the greater reward, and they knew the understanding when it talks about no harm comes, and it's almost a gift from Yahweh before we look at the harm. He said the wicked have their fill of trouble. See, we all got situations and challenges that we're in. But based on who our rock is and who our foundation is how we're going to look at it. And if you have a good foundation with Yahweh, you know He's going to rescue you. You're just waiting for His time. Verse 22, it says, Yahweh detests lying lips, but He delights in those who tell the truth. And so now it couldn't be more clear cut than that. And we saw things leading up to this before. But here it is. He detests lying lips. Calls them abominations. Even in the Renewed Covenant, it says liars aren't going to get in the kingdom. That's how much He detests it. But He says, but He delights in those who tell the truth. Yah's truth. And Yeshua is the way, the light, the truth, right? So, he delights in those who proclaim the truth and who proclaim the news about Yeshua. Verse 23. The wise don't make a show of their knowledge, but the fools broadcast their foolishness. So remember that when you go to a fellowship and, you know, there's things going on that people need to get out there on just, are they boasting up themselves or are they giving the glory to Yahweh? That's what we got to think about. And we got to see who's bearing the true fruit. And we got to just be wise to that. Verse 24, work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. So work hard for Yah, become a leader. Worry weighs a person down, and encouraging words cheer a person up. So there we got worrying versus encouraging. And I'd say one of the biggest tricks of the enemy is to get people to worry about things they don't even have control over. Yahweh has control over all these things. Be encouraged, folks. Yahweh says, I offer you a future and a hope. And be encouraged for that. And it also says in the scriptures that repentance brings refreshing. And he tells us every time we accept Yeshua to do what first? Repent and then accept Yeshua. So be encouraged. And may Yah, bless you all with peace and shalom that are seeking him. And don't be worried. Seek, pull through and have the faith that Yah's got this. And praise Yahweh. And that's not always easy. That's not always easy because we do think with our own understanding often. But that's where worry comes in. And it weighs a person down. Yeshua comes to lift that off our shoulders. And you remember, they say the Rahadak Kodesh is a comforter, comforting us. And we don't have worry. We don't have the fear of man. We got Yahweh. It says, the godly give good advice to their friends, but the wicked lead them astray. Now, this is several times in this proverb where we talk about the advice of friends or the advice of other people. And we got to be careful with the word friends here because, many people will call somebody their friend, but if they're not giving a godly advice, we should not be listening to them. So that's why it's important to know the word. Because remember, when Job was going through what he was going through, it says his friends came to him and tried to speak to him. And they weren't necessarily giving godly advice. So it says the godly give good advice to their friends. It says the godly give good advice to their friends. So not just a friend. They need to be somebody who's rooted in the scriptures, who understands our Creator, has a relationship with him. It says the wicked will lead them astray. Remember, who is the wicked? Those that not following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator are doing something that's not righteous. And those that are planning to do that purposely on a regular basis, living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, we shouldn't be listening to them. We need to be encouraging them to develop a relationship and a foundation with our Creator. But those of our friends who understand Torah, understand the guidelines and instructions, not only do they have a heart for us, but they also have the knowledge and the wisdom of Yahweh of what we should do when we make the wrong choice. Remember, the scriptures tell us we are to judge. We are to judge righteously, to lift somebody up, not to tear them down. Verse 27, it says, lazy people don't even cook the game that they catch, but the delight make use of everything they find. So 27 again, lazy people don't even cook the game they catch, but the delight make use of everything they find. Yahweh blesses us, folks, with so much knowledge and resources, so many resources. It is a crime. It is a shame. It is an abomination that of all the things in your house collecting dust, that a Bible would be one of them. That goes beyond laziness. That goes beyond foolishness. As I was street preaching the other night, and I was telling people, if you've opened up more bottles of alcohol than you've opened up more Bibles in your life, you are a serious issue. And lazy people. It talks about it in the scriptures. Do a word search with the word lazy. We need to have a virgo. We need to have an energy for Yah and his word and make use of it all. Make use of it all. He's given us so many resources, folks. And here it is. Here it is. I'm highlighting this next one. And this summed it up perfectly. Proverbs 12, verse 28. And what I'm going to do is I'm going around my house. I'm going to put scriptures all over the walls. There was actually a company, I was at a church recently, that actually sells scriptures, stickers, see-through stickers. If anyone knows where that company is, let me know. This would be easier than painting it on the walls. But different verses that you could just stick on the walls at a church recently, and I saw that. But one of the verses I'm going to have in the most prominent place in my house, maybe in a bathroom where people see it or in front of the refrigerator, is this verse here. One of the truest and most important verses in all scripture. And everything I'm leading up to by telling you about the six things we need to be doing as believers on a regular basis. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent, and submit. Remember that. And here is the verse. Chapter 12 of Proverbs, which is wisdom. Verse 28, the way to the godly leads to life, and the path does not lead to death. Hallelujah. The way is Yeshua. Yeshua, it's like the narrow path. We got a narrow path, which is Torah, and the gate that at the end of that narrow path is Yeshua, Messiah. It leads to life. That's what it is. The path does not lead to death. That wide path that's full of darkness that people are stumbling around, versus that path that's led by the light. So the narrow path is Torah, the narrow gate is Yeshua. And remember, it says the way of the godly. The way of the godly is Torah. The way of the godly is to be rooted in righteousness. The way of the godly is to be honest. The way of the godly is to be humble. The way of the wicked leads to death. Remember, there's a path before each person that seems right but ends in death. So we need to make the right choice every single time. Hallelujah. And do the right thing. So that was Proverbs 12. Everybody, and I just pray that you get it and you understand it. We need to be reading some part of the Bible every day on a regular basis. On my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, I have them there. We did all the Psalms, 151 Psalms. We did all the Proverbs. We're reading the Proverbs now. We have so many different books, and it's not just my opinion on things or prophecy of the future. Reading the Word. Getting in the Word and staying in the Word, that's what we need to do. He gave us this scripture for a reason. When Yeshua set us free, he didn't just say, now go and figure it out. He said, no, take these scriptures and learn what my Creator wants of you. All right, everybody, there it was. That was Proverbs 12, and that's just another example of me reading the scriptures live every single day to encourage people to do the same. So if you go to my website, you can sign up for the live daily readings via my YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries on YouTube, and share this and encourage other people. Every Saturday at 11:30, I'm here on WCNO Radio, and we have our fellowship every Saturday at 3 p.m. You're welcome to join us. Just contact us at the contact information at the end of this video or the end of this message. And I thank you for taking the time to listen today, and hopefully I'll get to see you at our fellowship. If you have questions, you can contact me through the website. And I just want the people to be encouraged and stay in the word, and not lean on our own understanding, lean on our Creator's wisdom and understanding, and that we would have the fear of the Creator and not fear of man. Everybody have a blessed day out there today. Be safe, be in the Word, and shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry. Oh Lord, oh my Lord, the time has come for turning. Oh Lord, take this world, turn it upside down. Oh Lord, oh my Lord, the time has come for turning. Oh Lord, take this world, turn it upside down.
The lame will walk and the deaf will talk.
The time has come for turning.
The blind will see and the slave be free.
Turn it upside down.
The rich man here will wail and moan.
The time has come for turning.
He'll take the mighty from their thrones.
Turn it upside down. Oh Lord, oh my Lord, the time has come for turning.